This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The language of a bipartisan amendment to an appropriations bill that would ban China from buying any more U.S. farmland has been changed because some Democrats deemed it offensive. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse introduced the amendment aimed at China's communist government that already owns over 200,000 acres of U.S. farmland.
I think with the concern being that by doing it this way, it would increase some of the anti-Asian sentiment in this country, which I don't see that being the case myself. This is directed only at the communist government of the People's Republic of China, not against Chinese individuals, Chinese nationals.
Newhouse says the wording was pretty clear.
I give the American public way more credit than that they can discern the difference between a government and an individual. I think Americans are much smarter than that. And so I don't see that as an issue.
Then Newhouse says the Rules Committee removed any reference to China's communist government and added Iran, Russia, and North Korea to the list.
All that language was changed without any discussion, without any debate, and without any input other than from the leadership of the Democrat Party.
Bottom line, Newhouse says China owns far too much U.S. farmland, so this needs to get done.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.